It's Tuesday, 12th, 2025. I am your chronicler, Alex Jones. Share the live links now, Paul Revere's.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are entering the 204th day of the return of the Trump administration, and the battle with the globalists has only intensified. Live emergency transmission, whistleblower reveals, U.S. intelligence officer, Dem Senator Adam Schiff personally approved the treasonous leaking of classified info to frame Trump. Plus, president demands private Federal Reserve head Powell must now lower rates. Mulls suing Fed chair over corrupt renovation of Federal Reserve. It's not a federal agency, but there's more than one way to skin a cat. Trump can sue. All hell is breaking loose, ladies and gentlemen. We have the top Pakistani general over here with the United States making a bunch of deals on trade corridors, you name it, and really putting massive pressure on Modi to move away from Putin ahead of this peace summit on Friday in Alaska between Putin and Trump. And the Pakistanis, in all the major war games, the main trigger until Ukraine war came along the last 30 years has been Pakistan and India for total nuclear war. He threatened to, quote, kill half the world population, take half the world down with us, while speaking at an engagement with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So Trump wants to talk about Medvedev not saying, hey, don't keep attacking us, we got nukes. This is the head of the Pakistani military saying, we'll kill half the world's population. Talk about power trip. Talk about crazy. Talk about dangerous. Talk about escalatory. Doesn't get any worse than that, rhetoric-wise. We'll be covering all that. We've got big news, obviously, on the Ukraine war front. Ukraine population support for war effort collapses in poll numbers. Zelensky still saying he's going to sabotage the peace deal, but he doesn't really have any cards. Trump will just cut off all the funding. We fund 85% of it, roughly, and basically all of the intelligence and telemetry directing the smart munitions, as they're called. So can't wait to see what happens on Friday with the summit that we'll obviously be covering here live on air in the aftermath throughout the weekend. I want to open the phones up today as well. We have a very prestigious medical doctor coming on who's been chronicling and tracking the unprecedented levels of turbo cancers exploding since the rollout of the COVID shot and all the big studies that confirm it's doing it, and it's doing it by design. The nanoparticles carrying their deadly spike protein payload go directly to every organ in the body, but particularly have an affinity for the testicles and the ovaries. So this is quite the Swiss Army knife of depopulation. We've had a lot of big developments that have happened, because I haven't really honed in the last few weeks deeply on the ongoing aftermath of the biological weapon attack of the COVID virus release, and then, of course, the poison shots themselves. A lot of good developments, a lot of bad developments, totally insane information coming out, just triple documenting everything we already surmised. We already had so much proof, but it's just bonker level. We have a lot of grand juries open now. We have documents every few days being brought out exposing the deep state. This is a different climate than the first administration. And as I've told you, the word is from up high, they intend to start indicting. The grand juries are now being impaneled. I give them about 5-6 months. And then of that, we don't have indictments. Then we know we've got a big problem. But normally they wouldn't even impanel the grand juries if they weren't trying to get indictments. They didn't ever impanel any grand juries in the first Trump administration. So I get not having faith in Pam Bondi. I've seen a lot of squirrely activity out of her. Same thing with Cash Patel and Mongino. I mean, that's just the way it is. But this activity is very strong indicator of indictments. We'll get into the latest on Schiffy Schiff and this incredible information that's now been released by the FBI. Director, stay with us. We'll be right back.
At TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them, so we can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at thealexandsword.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexandsword.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexandsword.com. So take action.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The Ukraine-Russia war that has threatened to drag the entire planet into a new world war that then leads to a nuclear world war has come to its penultimate point. And of course, penultimate doesn't mean pinnacle or paramount. That means the highest, but right up to it. So if ending this war was a big giant sore that you could just see the pus under the surface about to be lanced, we are very close. We have the big Marlin that we've been fighting for 5 hours on the line right up to the boat, and it's being hauled up, and right now gaff hooks are going into it. But it doesn't mean we have the fish in the boat. And still it could thrash and flop out of the boat. But we have the giant marlin, the humongous swordfish family, fishy, right up to the boat, and a couple of gaff hooks are already in it, but it's a big fish. We need to get more of the crew to sink those hooks in and get that sucker on the deck and then slit that throat so we can chop it up and take it home and eat it. So that's where we are right now. I know most people care about their soccer team and their football team. I'm not saying you're bad for liking that, but there's all this suspense and fantasy football and, you know, the NBA playoffs and baseball and who's going to win, what's going to happen. Well, ending this war that the EU and NATO say they want to last for decades and will end with Russia being broken up, they hope, is bare minimum going to kill millions and millions and millions of people, already has killed over a million, and is going to bankrupt us. And that's just from a financial and moral perspective. Then there's the incredible danger on every major war game escalatory ladder of this going to total thermonuclear Armageddon. So Trump and Vance criticize Zelensky, saying, you're not allowed to negotiate for me. No peace deal. No elections for 20 years. He's actually said that. I will do elections in 20 years. Yeah. Let's see the clip. So Russia's already won in their aims of that demilitarized zone and having a zone to protect Crimea, their only deep water port there on the Black Sea. And so Zelensky doesn't have any cards, but he defiantly, with NATO, he thinks, backing him, but they're backed by the U.S., he is saying that he's not backing down. And now Zelensky wins EU-NATO backing as he seeks a place at the Trump-Putin talks. So he comes out over the weekend and says, I'm not making any deals. The Russians have to say they're wrong, pull completely out, pay reparations. We're going to join NATO. I will have elections in 20 years. That's a quote. And then laughs. He's banned all his political opposition, even the ones that are anti-Russian. He's banned the Orthodox Church. He's banned all independent media. He kills American journalists. He's a little monster. And he's secured, as I said, EU-NATO backing. But we pay for over half of NATO, over 85% of the war in Ukraine, and all the satellites and all the stuff that runs the missiles. Even if it's British or German-made missiles, it still uses our guidance systems. And so all Trump's got to do is turn that off. And he said they're going to turn off the intelligence and they're going to turn off the munitions. And Vance said yesterday, he said, you can, if NATO wants to buy weapons from us, we'll sell it to them if Russia doesn't make a deal. But we are not going to be in direct war with Russia anymore. And that's what we've been at for 3.5 years. And they've been sleepwalking everybody into this because the EU's demographics and financial numbers are the worst in the world for any industrialized country. EU holds talks amid fear that Trump-Putin meeting will sideline Ukraine. Well, Ukraine went along with Soros and Victoria Nuland and the neocons and went along with shelling eastern Ukraine and pushing Russians out and all the rest of it, and it escalated and escalated and escalated as NATO shipped in more and more high-powered weapons. And the Russians said, all right, for our strategic interest, we got to take this security zone up to the river that gives them a natural Magellan line. And that's the main place the German panzers poured through in Operation Barbarossa in 1942. And they got right up to Stalingrad and Moscow. And then over 90% of the death in World War II was Germans and Russians killing each other. 26 to 27 million Russians, 24 million dead Germans. But you really don't get that in mainline pop history channel. While you'd think the United States, England, and a few other countries fought most of the war, and there was certainly intense fighting. But nothing compared to what the Russians and the Germans did. And I'm just pointing out that historically, and the evidence is overwhelming now with the facts on the ground, the Russians aren't getting weaker. The Russians are getting stronger. What do you think would happen if we were encircled by a coalition of foreign countries and missiles were all over our borders and then armies started massing on our border with a failed state next door to us? What do you think the United States would do? The United States would start obliterating those armies. The United States wouldn't just invade and take part of it. They'd go all the way in and depose the leader. Like we've done to Mexico the few times they attacked us. We just march down to Mexico City and blow the place to live in hell. Well, you think the Marines and the Army were playing, blackjack Pershing, were down there, having a tea party with people or maybe playing patty cake? That's why the Marine Corps song, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles. And so those are battles when we're actually being attacked, our country itself. We are in the Russians' grill. We have encircled the Russians. So Europe and Ukraine leaders seek talks with Trump to defend their interests ahead of U.S.-Russia summit. They will never negotiate. They said they will never stop. They've been saying for 7 months they're going to send 250,000 EU, European Union, NATO troops to directly fight the Russians, calling it a peacekeeping army. So they're going to put them out, and they already put French troops and Polish troops are all there, Romanian troops, and they're getting killed. If they want to have big numbers get killed, so they go, oh, look, the Russians did this, and then we're in full war that NATO and the EU, the Unelected Commission, are trying to drag us into. Look, I know most of you already know this. It's just crazy. So Trump knows NATO and Zelensky and the EU are not going to make any deals. And so this is Trump preparing to exit the Ukraine war and cut all the funding to it. And then Europe has no chance of meeting Russia, with the U.S. giving $350 million, the intelligence, the missile guidance, all of it, the Russians have still won. When the United States pulls 85% of the support, NATO's not even come up with 10% of what the U.S. is threatening to pull. It's over. And as Victor Boot said, high-level Russia intel, the next plan is they're going to encircle Kharkiv and then Kiev and give people 2 weeks to leave, and then they're going to level it, then they're going to go in, and they're going to grab Zelensky. And then they're going to pull back. They're going to have elections, pull back. And if the Russians are going to go ahead and do that, there's a good chance NATO's going to go crazy. And NATO's head of it has said they may launch a sneak attack on Russia with conventional weapons. They've even talked about a sneak attack with nukes. And so we need to be 100% out of that. Like, no, sir. No, sir. You Europeans and you Russians want to kill each other again. We want to stay the hell out of that dogfight. Two starving pit bulls just biting chunks out of each other's throats. How about we don't just stick our hand down in the middle of that? Probably a good idea. We need to stay the hell out of this. Get the hell out of this that the globalists started, as Trump has said. And again, folks, I told you in October of 2021, they were going to invade by late February. I said probably the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Totally nailed it. Had the Russians contact us and say, how did you know that after? Had the U.S. government contact us, ask how I know? And I said, because I actually pay attention. I'm not going to go into an hour-long data breakdown of how I knew that. It wasn't hard. But when I also had Victor Boot on saying, we're going to give this a few more months and Trump a few more months, that was a few months ago, and if the deal had made, whether the U.S. stays in or not, the main Russian offensive that's been planned, and that's what Putin always said, that first attack on Kiev was a diversionary operation where they got their minefields and stuff laid in the east. That was total diversionary operation. And I said that at the time. They threw their scrubs in. Basically cannon fodder. Well, now the real Russian army and its most high-tech weapons are waiting. And then they're going to roll in with heavy artillery, and they are going to flatten those cities. And it is going to be a humanitarian disaster, already way worse than it is now. People go, oh, Trump's exaggerating numbers. No, he's getting more accurate numbers. I would guess there's probably 1.5 million people dead, most of them soldiers. I mean, this is a knockdown, drag out Slavic civil war. And we want to stay out of it. Trump criticizes defiant Zelensky, says Ukraine must cede some land to Russia, and vice versa. Ukraine war latest. Russian troops make sudden gains in gift to Putin before Trump summit. Ukrainian population support for war effort collapses to all-time lows. Just 24% support it. Doesn't matter. You get arrested if you don't like it. Again, Putin preparing new offensive after Trump meeting, Zelensky says, as Ukraine softens stance on giving up territory. Yep, that's it. And Europe traditionally has this thing about Russia, always starts it with them. Napoleon, Hitler, there's like 30 other examples I can think of. And They always get their ass kicked, other than when they sent in 100,000 people out of Germany and New York in 1917, led by Lenin, funded by British intelligence, and they were able to take Russia down and then put communism in. And that was, again, mainly Jews that had been run out of Russia, but were Russian-speaking, and they got with the Rothschilds, British intelligence, and went and took over Christian Russia and Tsarist Russia and put communism in. And then they had 85 years of total hell and 25, 30 million Christians executed. I'm lionizing Russia. No, I'm not. I'm telling you the real history of it. And now we have the same communist ADL poison trying to do to Russia what was done to Russia to us. And so, yeah, you bet I want NATO to go away. You bet I want the EU that's unelected to collapse. You bet I want Europe to be freed and the EU open border invasion of replacement migration to stop. Our enemies are the globalists. Our enemies are the technocrats. Our enemies are the people that want to destroy all of our Christian Western cultures. And we should be allied with Russia and allied with Eastern Europe and allied with Southern Europe and allied with the remnants of the West. Because France and the UK are almost hopeless and are completely overrun. Only Eastern Europe, Southern Europe, in some areas, and Russia have any instincts to stand up for themselves, because they withstood 1,400 years of Islamic invasion. It's why the women of Eastern Europe have dark hair and their features. It's because they got invaded by the Muslims over and over and over again and grabbed as slaves, prized to be shipped back to the harems. And what do we do to the Serbs and all the rest of them for withstanding hundreds and hundreds of attacks? We bomb the living snot out of them and turn over a third of Serbia to the Muslims. Yeah, Russia and Eastern Europe is not our enemy. It's our natural ally. And we've had the globalists and the Rothschilds and British intelligence since World War I trying to destroy Russia, because it stands in the way of the British Empire's Rothschild world government plan. This whole global government plan of the Rockefellers and the UN and all that is just an extension of the Rothschild plan and the Cecil Rhodes plan. They wrote books about it. It's all public. The private Federal Reserve. Woodrow Wilson. This is the real history. British intelligence killed the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of the Austro-Hungarian Empire to start a war with them. So I'm going to stop with the history lesson. I got a bunch of the news I want to hit. I want to open the phones up as well. But Patrick Byrne, very smart guy, very successful businessman, and also just done intelligence work around the world, broke some massive news yesterday with the documents from Doge of how the Soros Foundation, through the Communist Chinese, but run by the CIA and USAID above it, did steal the 2020 election, did send in the mail-in ballot shipped in from China, did hack into the computers, and all of it's being vindicated. Well, he took our ultra methylene blue when he was here a few months ago, and it totally blew him away. So I want to play a little bit of what happened yesterday, and I want to encourage you all to experience this, those of you that haven't, at thealexandthestore.com. Methylene blue is amazing and so good for you, but we've got the best. And we've got it discounted at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps the broadcast on the air. Here's the experience of Patrick Byrne. Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, know me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He'd heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. And the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in
because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air, you'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah, I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultra Methylene Blue, theoxygenshore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it if you're on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in, and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that, you know, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because... It's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I ain't gonna serve dog shit to people. They're not gonna come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away. All right, get yours right now. There's also a big sale going on. The last of the amazing trench knives, tactical daggers, and silver coins. We'll be right back with massive news. Stay with us. Huge announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip under your belt or your pants. And it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade, it's a symbol of freedom. Limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda. Featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision, this dagger is built to last. On one side is etched my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 worldwide.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the Methylene Blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or Ultimate Life Force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the Ultimate Burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the Optimal Human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Horsemen are drawing nearer. Let us ease their ride. They come to take your life. Onto the dead of night.
Onto the dead of night.
To see the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate.
Oh yeah.
This song was written by the great Dave Mustaine.
You've been dying to stay with us. Once the
All right, let's shift gears into the domestic area, and there is a lot. I've had a lot of talk show hosts reach out to me. I've seen a lot of clips of other talk show hosts attacking me and saying Alex Jones was Mr. Anti-Police State. Alex Jones was the one always talking about the military being deployed in the future and how there was this big menace. And all the films I made and books I wrote on it. And then suddenly he's supporting what ICE is doing. And he's supporting the deployment of the National Guard to D.C. and Chicago if needed. Why? He's betrayed his values. I have done no such thing. Everything ICE has been doing is totally constitutional and is their duty. And they are under arson attack, gunfire attack, cinder block attack, cars running over them, a bunch of them been killed, and it just bloop in the news. Trump tried to call out 10,000 National Guard for January 6th, and Pelosi and the mayor blocked it. He could have overridden it. His chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, threatened to resign. Trump should have said resign. And this is the new Trump. That's what he's doing. Now, the media is spinning it now. Oh, D.C.'s a wonderful place. Well, let me tell you something. I grew up in Dallas in the 1980s when it was the murder capital. It would trade off the first slot with Detroit and Chicago. But one year it'd be Dallas, then it'd be Chicago, then it'd be Detroit, then it'd be Dallas again. It was like a three-year period, I remember, in the mid-80s where we were number one, you know, for 3 years running. I remember the newscast, 15 dead today, 20 dead today, just bad, okay? And nice neighborhoods getting robbed, carjackings. It was the crack cocaine epidemic, a la the CIA. And so I know what a dangerous city looks like. I grew up in the worst. It's not like that now. It's still dangerous, but nothing like that. So Austin used to be totally safe. Now it's a dangerous hellhole. With the defunding the police and the communist DA, but I'm sorry, I'm ranting. You know, a reporter got killed because he was white, they said. So, I mean, I'm living it. I'm experiencing it. And most of you are in these big cities, too. So under Biden, they hid all the crime statistics for 4 years, just stopped reporting them. Then had the nerve to say, crime's down 0.2%. And monkeys fly. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto. I mean, I've got every day countless videos of car chases, murders, shootings, home invasions. And sure, it's interesting stuff. If it bleeds, it leads. I don't even show it most of the time because it would just take the whole show up. You know all about it. They had a bunch of tractor trailers stolen in Los Angeles last night or night before. And huge high-speed chases and crashes, and the cops couldn't get them. I mean, I've got like 7 or 8 other videos in Texas of high-speed chases with illegal aliens yesterday. I mean, I can't even keep track of this. Illegal aliens murdering people, running over people, just death everywhere. Illegal aliens carjacking all around my office constantly. It's a lot of fun, folks. Kill cops. Hammers and sickles spray painted all over Austin. I know it's spray painted all over your city. You're in a blue city. People say, well, why are you in a blue city? It's where my family's from. It's where I built this operation. I don't have the money to move this. They're trying to take this in court tomorrow. So, but yeah, they shut this down. We're going to move it to somewhere outside Austin, but the point is that, the Supreme Court and the appellate courts have overturned all of these Article III judges that come out and say, you're not allowed to deport illegal aliens with long criminal rap sheets. And now the higher courts have been disciplining the judges, saying you abuse your power. You have no claim under the law to do this. People are like, wow, Trump, what he did was legal? We were told he was a fascist dictator. It's in the Constitution. It's in the Declaration of Independence about controlling the border. And the feds have jurisdictions on things they're supposed to. Instead, the feds haven't been doing their jobs on things they have a jurisdiction on and doing all this other stuff they don't have jurisdiction control. Like the EPA shutting down all the coal power plants without a law. Now that's been overturned. So there's so many examples of this. And if you know the law and you know what's going on, starting with George Herbert Walker Bush, and then it got way worse with Clinton, continued under W, got even worse under Obama. The majority of federal funding to the counties and cities, rural, big city, you name it, was to take on white supremacist constitutional terrorists, and they were teaching. You've seen all the newscasts. It's been everywhere for years. And that there was an imminent white supremacist uprising coming. And that's because the Democrats were preparing to release bioweapons, have lockdowns. They had all this stuff on the books. And they wanted to have a purge of patriots like they did when British intelligence funded the takeover of Russia in 1917. It took them over 20 years to get full control of everywhere and kill everybody they wanted to, from poor farmers to you name it. So they want a leftist, globalist, paramilitary, checkpoints, virus lockdowns, climate lockdowns. You see it all over Europe. Total bans on free speech. Debanking anybody that criticizes them. That's what they were preparing. And letting Antifa and all these other groups have free reign to attack and kill and steal, and defunding the police, and then charging homeowners that defend themselves. You've seen all over the country with Soros DAs that are in control of almost every city. They were paving the way for a violent French Revolution 2.0 communist takeover, Cloward and Piven. And then after things break down, then they send in the military, and we're under permanent civil emergency, a.k.a. martial law, with the people burning American flags and waving all their Islamic flags, basically being the brown shirts. Now, Trump's come in and is constitutionally cutting off funding to the cities and states that are defunding the police and teaching transgenderism and DEI and all the rest of it. And if that doesn't get him under control, and you've got, you know, 10 murders a day in Chicago and 30, 40 carjackings, I mean, some days it's like 20 dead. And you've got a mayor that says, ICE is the enemy. We're going to fight them when they come in here to arrest illegal aliens with long rap sheets of rape, arson, murder, kidnapping, you name it, fentanyl dealers. And D.C.'s telling Trump, screw you. And the prosecutors said, we're not going to prosecute carjackers. It's the same thing in all these blue cities. They let people out all over the place here in Austin that shoot two or three random people in downtown Austin. And if they're black, no bond, they're out the next day. You can look those cases up. They have school shooters that are senior in high school and shoots a bunch of people, and he's out of jail the next day up in Fort Worth. I mean, I just throw, you know about all these cases. You don't need to tell me. You don't need me to tell you. So they've created the lawlessness, defunding half the police in Minneapolis and St. Paul, then getting tens of millions of funding for private security for the city councils. While Tim Walz's wife opens the window and says she loves the smell of burning buildings and tires and communism. So they have started the crisis. They have started the problem. This is not Trump with troops running checkpoints because you can't go outside your houses during a viral release like the Democrats did and globalists all over the world. This isn't. No. This is Trump saying, okay, we'll put FBI agents on the streets. We'll put National Guard on the streets in the high crime areas just so the criminals know that there's a new sheriff in town and you just can't run around robbing and stealing and killing. And I mean, you understand, in Illinois, in California, in Washington, in Oregon, and a bunch of the places, in New York, in D.C., they've closed most of the Walgreens, most of the CVSs, most of the Walmarts, most of the Targets, in these cities have closed because people just come in and just start robbing, you've seen it, everything off the shelves because the DAs won't prosecute them. They pass laws in states where you're only allowed to steal $3,000 a day in one state, another state. You can steal $5,000 per store. And then the sport of shoving white people in front of subway trains and the knockout game, 15-1, black on white crime, conservatively. And then Trump says, well, we're going to do something about that. This is the left creating chaos, creating their own form of martial law, which means the normal law is not being followed. You can have a grassroots Soros-funded chaos martial law, or you can have one from the top where the regular laws and rights are suspended. Trump's not suspending anybody's rights. And everything he's done with ICE and everything he's doing with the National Guard is 100% constitutional. And quite frankly, if you actually study it, he's ramping up as fast as he can, but most people that are informed are pissed that there's not more. They want civil war conditions in this country. Now stores all over Europe, all over the U.S., all over Canada are putting locks on even TV dinner stuff. It's not the cologne and expensive things that are locked up. It's everything. So they've created the climate of collapse. They know exactly what they're doing. And Trump is bringing back law and order as best he can. It is the globalists that said they would destabilize society and collapse it and cause a civil war. Trump is trying to stop it with a show of force. And it's a Band-Aid on a bigger problem. We need the Soros DAs removed. A bunch of them committed crimes. We need them indicted. Some of that's happening. We have to take politically out, legally and lawfully, the leadership of this system. So here's Trump with a short analogy, which is totally true. If you walk in a restaurant and the front door's dirty and the floor's dirty, well, you know the kitchen's dirty and there's cockroaches walking around. And everybody's like, that's simple. Well, if a city has feces and needles and crime and gunshots going off, you know you're not in a safe society. And that's been done by design to undermine and demoralize us. That's what all of this is about. They admit it. And taking a knee during the national anthem, all of it is to break your will. And Trump is coming and saying, no, our will is not broken. Our will is strong. So here's him talking about that. And then I love this guy. He's just dead on. Kazin Ashadu, rather than complaining about Trump taking over D.C., we should be complaining about Big Balls, who had to defend himself from 12 violent criminals, who, of course, were black. And this black man who's smart and on target says that's wrong. The idea has been sold as open season on whites. This is for divide and conquer so that then whites become hyper-racist and we're all controlled by the divide and conquer. That's the plan. And so this is for everybody's good for this to stop. I mean, my God, I would not want groups of roving whites running around randomly attacking and beating and, in many cases, killing black people. But this is what the media sold. This is what they promoted. This is what they want. Your problem's not Bill Gates. Your problem's not Larry Fink. Your problem's not the New World Order. Your problem's not fentanyl. Your problem's not fluoride. Your problem's the white people. Oh, you're just trying to carjack a young woman? A bunch of youth, and here comes a young man saying, hey, don't carjack the woman. And so, what do you think you're doing here, Whitey? We're going to beat the living hell out of you. Because there's no fear of repercussions. And then in Texas, in places where Black Lives Matter, mainly white Antifa, walks up, blocks the road. It happened to my daughter a few years ago during Black Lives Matter. She was just on a side street and they blocked her car and were beating on it. And they walk up and aim an AK-47 at a guy driving a Lyft. He's off-duty sergeant, veteran of Afghanistan. He sees a man aim an AK-47 at him. He raises his pistol, shoots him a couple times in the chest. They threw his ass in prison. The governor had to pardon him. Now, here I am protesting the KKK. I don't know why we put that up. But the point is that we don't have the KKK running around lynching blacks anymore. We've got whites. The new way to lynch a white is push you in front of a train or knockout game you or shoot your ass or beat you half to death. And it's wrong whether it's the KKK, and it's wrong whether it's Black Lives Matter or whatever the hell it is. But I'll tell you, I'm driving down the road and 20, 30 people, black, white, I don't care what color you are, you walk up to me and you aim a gun at me, unless you're a police officer, you're about to die. Because it's better to be tried by 9 than carried by 6. And I don't want to kill you. I don't want trouble. I don't have to deal with it. But you better believe you aim a gun at me, you're about to die. All right, let's go ahead and go to the clubs. Here it is.
Said, you know, my father always used to tell me, I had a wonderful father, very smart. And he used to say, son, when you walk into a restaurant and you see a dirty front door, don't go in. Because if the front door is dirty, the kitchen's dirty also. Same thing with the Capitol. If our Capitol's dirty, our whole country is dirty, and they don't respect us. So it's a very good question, actually.
Doge's big balls just got bruised. No, seriously, I'm not kidding. You guys remember Doge? Well, one of the employees, Edward Korestein, went by the username Big Balls on LinkedIn. About a week ago in Washington, D.C., a group of about a dozen people approached Big Balls and his girlfriend to steal their car. Big Balls pushed his girlfriend into the car so that she could escape and then stayed behind to face the attackers alone. She escaped safely, but they beat him, gave him a concussion, and stole his iPhone. He sure did earn his name that day. 2 days later, Trump posted about the incident and said if DC officials don't straighten their act out, he'd have no choice but to take federal control of the city. Today, Trump announced he's putting DC's police department under federal control and deploying the National Guard to combat lawlessness in the city. So, is this justified? The left says this is just a power grab. DC's mayor says violent crime hit a 30-year low in 2024. And she's right about the recent numbers. But guess what? For over a decade, violent crime's been rising. And in 2023, it surged nearly 40% in D.C.
The reason this fellow's smart, I watch him all the time, but he's wrong on this. I can pull the articles up. In fact, pull it up. The Biden administration FBI stopped reporting all violent crime numbers in all the major cities and towns of the country in February of 2021. One of the first things they did. So that's not true. Let's get the crime is only going up until Trump got in. Let's go back to it.
But this is the capital of the United States of America. It's supposed to be the crown jewel of the country. I went to D.C. in January. No offense, but it's a dump. A few beautiful buildings in a wasteland of homelessness and decay. It's embarrassing. The crime rate has gone lower thanks to the work of DCPD, but it's been too high for decades. Even in 2012, when D.C. was the safest in the modern era, the crime rate was still 3 times the national average. But you know what? I think we've gotten used to degeneracy and decay because it's been happening so long in America's cities. I've watched LA streets get filthier, homelessness get worse, and people just accept it. I just went to Tokyo. They have twice New York City's population, and yet women walk alone at night, kids walk themselves to school, and the streets are spotless. So rather than complaining about Trump taking over DC, why aren't we complaining about the pathetic state we've accepted in American cities?
And if Trump is a fascist who's trying to take over cities, why is the military being withdrawn from LA now that the ICE riots have ended? Look, I'm tired of our cities being dirty, smelly, and unsafe. And if Big Balls is willing to put himself between a woman and a dozen attackers, then maybe our leaders should have the balls to fix our cities, too. Now, I bet you didn't know a lot of what I covered in this video, and that's why I started my Substack, to bring you clarity amidst the chaos.
All right, let's stop there. So, everything Trump's doing is constitutional. This is not a police state. Many cities are lawless road warrior, grand theft auto zones. And Trump's come out and pointed out the statistics he's been given are all fake on jobs, crime, everything. They're trying to change that. And then now you've got Cincinnati up where a bunch of white people got beat half to death because they were white. And now the leaders of the black community are saying, we want the white people indicted for this riot. I mean, it's just all this anti-white stuff needs to stop. And white people need to stop being guilty and bowing down for things we haven't done and playing into the leftist narrative. So, Pentagon plan would create National Guard reaction force for civil unrest. They already have that. They're just revising it. Trump takes over D.C. police, activates National Guard despite less crime. AP, yeah, right. Trump places D.C. under federal control, deploying National Guard. How is he able to do that? It's constitutional. U.S. military is preparing to deploy National Guard in D.C. The mayor, Bowser, fires back at Trump. Yeah, she's the one helped block, and he could have overridden her. Jan 6, he wanted 10,000 troops. Trump floats deploying National Guard to New York, Chicago, L.A. They say, oh, leaked D.C. troop deployment order. Let's go to a clip of the mayor of D.C., a total communist globalist who's Soros operative, and see what she had to say.
We're not a state. We don't control the D.C. National Guard. We don't have senators or full autonomy. Limited home rule gives the federal government the ability to intrude on our autonomy in many ways. I've said before, and I'll repeat, that I believe that the president's view of D.C. is shaped by his COVID-era experience during his first term. And it is true that those were more challenging times related to some issues. It is also true that we experienced a crime spike post-COVID. But we worked quickly to put laws in place and tactics that got violent offenders off our streets.
All right, let's stop there. It's the Soros DAs not prosecuting and Black Lives Matter saying it's open season on white people. And that's where the crime came from. In the middle of the COVID garbage. It happened all over Europe, happened everywhere else. They ran the same type media stuff, so the Muslims felt like they had to attack the indigenous population of Europe. This is all a plan. Get whitey. All right, we'll be right back on the other side with a ton of other news I haven't even mentioned yet. Your phone calls and so much more. Stay with us. There are millions of different knives for sale around the world right now. There's been probably tens of millions of different designs throughout human history. I don't think anybody knows. But when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you are going to have limited edition select knives that our current military recognizes are the very best for self-defense and will never lie to you and will never fail you and will never jam or run out of ammo or bullets like a gun will. Ladies and gentlemen, we have this limited edition tactical dagger with the hard rubber olive green grip, the skull crusher, 1776 on one side of the hilt, my signature on the other. It's collectible. 6-inch razor sharp stainless steel blade and the high tech scabbard. And the clip that goes on your belt. This is an amazing knife. Then you've got this. Only 1,000 of these left. Limited edition. Tip of the spear with a Spartan. The skull crusher, the brass knuckles. This is an updated World War II trench knife. This is all about defending you and your family. Exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. And then it's the Blades and Bullion Sale. Our great sponsor at Bigly that keeps us on the air held back when these coins sold out. Just a few hundred of each. So this is the very end of it. You've got the Trump 47 fight battle for the Republic coin. You got the Spartan tip of the spear coin, the Declaration of Independence, Paul Revere coin, and people asked for it, so we gave it to you. We have the Alex Jones limited edition InfoWars coin. All at thealexjonesstore.com. The Blades and Bullion sale, up to 40% off on top of the discounts that are already there, and it keeps us on the air. Take advantage of this right now while you can.
Alex Jones has good genes. Get your methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good genes great again.